Tezvav Amud Aleph, 15a, Masechta Beyom. And we're actually going to finish today a siyum. We're going to finish the first chapter of Masechtas Beya, the tractate Beitza, and we'll start Mitzvah Shem the second. So we go slowly, but we keep on tracking and along, and you know, slowly but surely, we come to the finish line. At least one perek, not the Masechta yet, but one perek. But one perek, another perek, one Masechta, another Masechta. As long as we have the ability, we'll keep on plugging away Be'ezras Hashem. Okay. So we were talking in the Mishnah about things you're not allowed to send on Yontif. Basically, only items that are usable for them on Yontif, you're allowed to send to your friend. Otherwise, it would be an unnecessary move to send other things. The Mishnah said, "V'loy min al she'enoy tofer." You cannot send a shoe that has not been sewn up. Meaning, if you just have a shoe, you have a bottom of a shoe, and it's not sewn up, how are you going to wear it? So you're not allowed to send that because it's not usable on Yontif. The only way to make it usable on Yontif is to sew it. You can't go ahead and sew a shoe on Yontif. So, you can't send it. Frag the Gemara asks, Pshita, that's obvious. It's obvious that you can't send something because, you know, how are you going to use it? And the Gemara says, Le Nitzricha, this halacha was not needed but to tell us, the Afal Kav Dinokit Bisichi. Now, today, in Hebrew, a safety pin is called sichi, I believe. I'm not sure, I think it's called sichi. But in Rashi, Taich is a little bit different. The nokid b'sichi would be maybe that it's held together. Rashi says sichi means yisedus ketanus shel eitz, small pegs of wood. So maybe there's holes and it sticks together, so it's sort of lapsided. That's not considered if it's not sewn, you can't set it. So one thing is, sichi means pins. Today, I think they called it sichi, they called pins. So therefore, but here it's also a similar idea of pins. It's called small pegs, but they're made out of wood. That's one opinion. But yes, there's another opinion that tells us, what is this sichi? That it's a very loose kind of sewing together. So the way it works is Teufer shtei tfilis be'emtsoi. You make two sews in the middle, ushtayim berosh and two on the top, ushtayim ba'kevoi and two on the heel. So I guess the shoe is holding itself on very, it's not sewn together properly, but it sort of works a little bit. So when the Mishnah says you cannot send a shoe that is not sewn, it's talking about a shoe sewn in such a manner, you cannot sell it. Okay. The next Mishnah, the next halacha, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af loy min al lavon, also not a white shoe. I guess the skin, the leather for the shoe is made white, but nobody wears white shoes. What they used to do, they used to dye it. They used to dye it black. And of course, on Yontif, you can't dye it. So he says you can't send white shoes, you can't send. So the Gemara, this is the Mishnah. So the Gemara Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shochir, b'oyser b'lovon. Rav Yehuda permits sending black, a shoe that is black, but prohibits lavan. Why? Mipnei shetzorich bitzas hagir. Bitzas is a beitza, is an egg. Any clunk is called like an egg. They call it a bitzas. It needs the bitzas hagir. That's a kind of a dye that comes from the ground. Rashi says it still requires that to make that color for a wearable shoe, and therefore you can't send that kind of a shoe before it was blackened. Let's see what Rashi says. Bitzas hagir, zokt Rashi, gir is min karka hamashchir. It's a kind of a dirt which blackens. So what does bitzas mean? It means a clunk, an egg, which means what they did is they used to take dirt, a special black dirt, I guess, and they used to knead it, and it's cold, and it gets thick, and then they would smear it on top of the shoe, so from the white to turn it into black. So since it needs that, sending it without that is not going to qualify for, you're not allowed to send that on Yotam, because it's not cold usable. Said, I can't hear you so clearly. Can you speak a little louder? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, what were you saying? No, I raised
instead of all the different options, why don't you just say if it's not usable, you can't send it on Yom Tov?
Instead of
talking about the color, the stitching.
Good question.
Wouldn't that just be like
good question.
A rule?
But the Gemara is actually going through all these cases and telling us, why do you need to tell us that? And precisely, so before when we learned about the unsewn shoe, so the Gemara says that he's trying to teach you, even though it's a little bit sewn, it's nokid b'sichi, it's still no good. In this case, you're going to see there's actually a machlokis. We'll see in a minute, it's not so obvious. You're saying that you cannot, Rabbi Yehuda say you can't send a white one, but you could send a black one. But let's see what it says in the other opinion, disagrees. So these are not such obvious, simple cases that you would just know. Let's first do the Rashi. Bitzas is called an egg, a beitza, right? Kol dovor hanolush venase ov. Anything which is kneaded and becomes thick, kori bitza, is called an egg. That's called, it's a clunk of a dirt. And matunsh blaz. So he says only the white one, but the black is okay. But Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shocher, he also prohibits if it's black. And in other words, it's not finished, but it's black. That wouldn't yet constitute a completed shoe. And he says, "Mipnei shetzachrich letzachzechoi." Letzachzechoi in today would mean you still got to polish it. You know, you need a polish after you blacken it. But in this case, it doesn't mean just polish it. As Rashi will explain, you still need to sort of trim it down, make it smooth. Rashi says, what is letzach tzuchoy? Let's look at the Rashi. Letzach lekoy zok Rashi lach likoy, to smooth it out. Kedem mefarish lekamei, as the Gemara will explain later on. Shebimekoymoy, that in the place where Rabbi Yossi lived, ha-yuhoybchim mokoim bosor mebachutz. They use the skin. The skin has two sides. It has the side which is by the flesh of the skin, and it has the outside, which is the hair of the animal, right? That side. So, in the place where Rabbi Yossi lived, the way they would make the leather shoes, they would switch the place of the flesh would be on the outside. But the place of the heel was on the inside, so the part that touched your foot, right? That was the outside of the skin, the hairy part. So if you're going to wear those shoes, it's going to be sticky and scratchy and itchy from all the outside. If it's the inside of the animal, that's smooth. The place of the skin, the leather, the skin which is facing the body, that's the smooth part. But that's what Rashi says. In the place of Rabbi Yossi, they would turn the place where it's next to the flesh of the animal on the outside. Okay, so that doesn't bother anybody. That could be hard. You step on it, you walk on it, that doesn't matter. But umokim sa'ar, the place of the hair, the outside, was mibifnim. So, b'derech mokim bosor, and the nature of if the place where it's by the flesh, so actually I was swapping it the wrong way. Li yos boy merotim uklipes klipes. No, he says, yeah, no, okay. So I guess the mokum bosor is the place that has a lot of scrapes, a lot of peels, and the inside. So they needed to smooth it down before you can walk comfortably on it. I was thinking it has to do with the outside part that's on your foot, but it seems like it's the other way around. We're talking about the outside part, and since the inside is on the outside, which means the piece of next to the meat is on the outside, and that there's a lot of different peels and layers over there that you got to smooth it down. And that's why the Gemara says, this is not really a disagreement between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, but it's just the way they used to make the shoemakers, the way they used to make the shoes, the different place. Ba'asrei Demar, in the city of Rabbi Yehuda, Bisra Letato, Letachas. So I understand. So I'm not getting something here. So in the city of Rabbi Yehuda, the place of the flesh was on the bottom. Letata, he says, means on the inside. So we don't care that it's not even that smooth. That's why it's not necessary to sand it down or to, as Rashi says before, to smooth it out. Because on the inside, it's over your foot. It doesn't have to be flat. Mashenki ba'asrei damar, in the city of Rabbi Yossi, over there, the part of the flesh was on the outside, so you can't walk comfortably because there's a lot of grooves, ups and down. Besro le'el. That is, le'el means on the top, meaning on the outside. That's where Rashi teaches. So therefore, you need to smooth it out. It's just a practical thing, depending how they make the shoes, and depending how easy it's to walk on it. But by him, even the black one wasn't yet done. You couldn't walk on it, so you can't send that in the place of Rabbi Yossi. That's why he says you can't even send black ones. In the place of Rabbi Yehuda, you could send the black ones because once it's painted, it's okay. All right. The Mishnah said further, Zaklau, the rule is, and this is what you asked, we should just say this. The Mishnah says, what is the rule? Kol shene oisin by biyamtev, anything that you use, that you enjoy on yamtev, that's what you can send if they can use it on yamtev. So the Gemara brings down an interesting halacha. Rav Sheshes shoreluhu l'rabbonon. He allowed the Rabbonon, they must have asked him the question, he allowed them lishduri tefillin b'yom ha'tovim. Tefillin b'yom ha'tovim. He allowed them to send tefillin on Yom Tov. Here the Mishnah says only what you can use on Yom Tov. He would allow them to send tefillin on Yom Tov. Amale Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Sheshes, well, not, but it says we learned in the Mishnah that anything that you can use, enjoy on Yom Tov, you can send. But tefillin, we don't put on Yom Tov. How come you can send tefillin? Rashi, bonant nan chulu. Utfillin, he says, ain oisim ben Yom Tov. Tefillin, we don't enjoy on Yom Tov. Kedamar be'eruvin, as the Gemara in Eruvin, at Tzadik Vav Medalo says, Yotzu Shabbosus v'yamim tovim shehein atzmon ois. That the Shabbos and Yom Tov are excluded because they themselves, Shabbos is called oisi and Yom Tov is an ois between the Yidden and Hashem. So we don't need the tefillin. The tefillin is an ois. So since we don't put on the tefillin, as the Gemara in Erevin says, we don't put on tefillin on Yom Tov, so why did he say that they can protect the tefillin? And the Gemara says, no. Hochi komar. What the Mishnah means to say is not that you have to be able to use. He says, kol shene oisim boi b'choil. Anything that you can use in the weekday. What it means to say, it has to be a complete product. Whether you can use it on Yom Tov or not is not the issue. Even if you can't use it, as long as the product is finished, then you're allowed to send it. Kol shenayisim boi b'choil. Zoktrashi shuhu misukun kol tzorkoi. It's completely ready. If it's completely ready, mishalchin oisim b'yom tov. You can send on Yom Tov. It doesn't have to be only if it's used on Yom Tov. As long as it's all ready. And Rashi explains. Shalchin oisim b'yom tov. Zoktrashi. Mishalchin oisim b'yom tov. The e b'yom tov. The katoni. Masnisin. When it says, when the Mishnah says, Meshalchin oisim b'yom tov, is lav an oisim d'lekamekoi. It's not going that you have to be enjoying it on Yom Tov. Kol shana oisim, so b'yom tov, that the oisim is on Yom Tov. No. It's not going on the ne'oisim. You don't have to be ne'oisim on Yom Tov. Elah mishalch ne'basrei. If you can use it in the chol, mishalch ne'oisim Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is when we can send it. Elah mishalch ne'basrei. Ulasu yitfilin also. This is coming to include tefillin. Why tefillin? So Rashi explains. The inami. The inami, Monachlu b'yomtev. If a person will put tefillin on yomtev, leka isura. There's no prohibition. So you, if you want to send tefillin, it's all done. It's ready. It's a complete. The tefillin are complete. Okay, you don't use it, but if he wishes to put it on yomtev, there's no isur. Yomtev doesn't require tefillin because it's like we said, it's a noise by itself. But there's no prohibition if you want to put on the tefillin. That's where you can send it. But umihu, however, sandal hamesumer loy. But this sandal with the nails that you can't send. Why? Even though, if you want to wear it, no. The leilema midishodu rabbanon leshalchay shma mina mutal nole, because over there they can come to lead to a mistake, because they're going to say, since the rabbis let you send it, that means that you can wear it. So therefore, tefillin is different, because tefillin, even though we don't put on tefillin on Yom Tov, there's no isur putting them on, and therefore, if you want to send tefillin, that would be okay. And we learned it from the Mishnah. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, tefillin, hoyel v'asim liyodei, where all of a sudden we're talking about tefillin over here. Name of Bubilsa, I want to say something about the tefillin. What is it? He wants to give halacha. Hoyel baba derech, a person was traveling. Now in those days, people would wear tefillin all the time, whole day. And he was traveling on Erev Shabbos, Rashi says, "Hoy baba derech." It was an Erev Shabbos. Utfilin bereisha, and he has tefillin on his head. B'shoka olav chamo, and the sun sets on him, which means he doesn't want to wear his tefillin on Shabbos. But now the sun set, and what is he going to do? Now, Shabbos you can't carry. So what does he do? So he maniach yodei aleihem. So you cover it with your hand. You don't want people to see. Rashi says maniach yodei aleihem shlo yirum. So they should not see them. So people shouldn't see that he's carried film. V'chachomim hitiru loylach nisom le'ir derech malbush. The chachomim allowed him, don't take it off, don't carry it in your hand, but keep it on your head, on your body. So that's in the way of a garment, it's like a clothing. Diyu havore, nave havore, kilachar yad. This is called transferring something in a backwards way. You're not actually carrying it. It's in a backwards way. It's not the usual way. So there's no real prohibition against carrying it because you're wearing it. Because of the shame of the tefillin, not to embarrass the tefillin, because if you're not going to be able to bring it in, you're going to have to leave them over there in the middle of the way. So what are you going to do? It's going to be a bizoyan. It's going to be a shame for the tefillin. So the Chachamim allowed him to bring it in by way of a malbush, which is bringing it lachar yad because of bizoyan. And what does he do? Ad shemagil lebeisei, till he gets to his home. Okay, once he's home, he can keep them over there. Now, what happens? He was sitting in, this is when he was on the road. What happens? He was sitting in the Beis Medrash, in the study hall. And the Beis Medrash, the Rashi says, it was in the field. And it wasn't guarded over there. So meaning, can't leave the tefillin over there. And what happened? Utfilin bereishai, and he has tefillin on his hand, on his head. The kiddush olav ayoyim, and now the day became kodesh, became Shabbos. Maniach yodei aleihem ad shemagia lebeisei. He puts his hand on them till he reaches his home. I'm not sure why he has to say two halachas, one that he's walking in the road, and one that he was sitting in the Beis Medrash. Not sure, let's see by the Gemara. Maybe the Chiddush is in the Beis Medrash. Maybe you can leave it in the Beis Medrash even. Over there he's walking. Continue walking. Over there he has to start walking. Maybe it's a big Chiddush. I'm not sure right now. Let's go by there. So this is a halacha that Abaye shared. Because talking about tefillin, he shared this halacha. Moshe Rav Huna ben Eid Raviko, Rav Huna, the son of Raviko, he said a challenging question. Because we learned in a brisa that Ho yabo baderech tefillin bereishoy, the kiddush olav ayoyim, same case, he was walking on the road Erev Shabbos, he has tefillin on his hand, and then it becomes kodesh. Maniach yode aleihem, he puts his hand on there. Now, Abaye said until he comes to his house. Over here it says, Ad shemagia lebayis hasomach l'chayma. Over here it says, till he reaches the house which is close to the gate. Which means, as soon as you walk into your city, inside the gate, you have to leave it over there. Lebayis hasomach l'chayma, zok rashi, b'shenichmas le'ir, once he goes into the city, yitnaim lebayis harishin, the first home, the first house there. Shouldn't take it to his house. That contradicts. Same thing is here it also duplicates the same thing. Sitting in Beis Medrash and then it becomes Shabbos. Maniach yod aleihem ad shemeis magia lebayis hasomuch lebeis hamedrash. Oh, so now he's in the city. Before he was outside the city. Here he's in the Beis Medrash, but I don't know. Rashi said before, Beis Medrash was in the field. Here it's Mashma, till he comes to the house which is close to the Beis Medrash. Maybe in the field there's another house, or maybe, I'm not sure. But so, which is it? Can you bring it home? Or you have to drop it off on the first spot that you can? Seems to contradict. Abaye seemed to say you can bring it home. And over here it says you have to leave it at the first, either at the entrance to the city or next to the place which is next to the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara says, Loi Kashia, it's not a contradiction really. It depends. If the house which is in the beginning of the city or next to the Beis Medrash, it's guarded over there, it's protected over there, then you have to leave it there. How dimintare? In that house which is next to the Beis Medrash, so he says, if nishmorim hem bo yitmshom, if they're guarded over there, so put them over there, that's the place to put them. Ho dimintare. But over here, when Abaye says that you bring it to your home, there's no house that is guarded, and you can't leave it there. Okay. So when it's not mintara, when it's not guarded, then you can go and bring it to your home to make it sure, because you got a key guarded. It's all for the bizarre of the tefillin, to make sure we can keep the tefillin. So the Gemara says, the scenario he gave was that the tefillin was already on his head. It seems like that the leniency, why do we allow him to bring it, is because the tefillin is on his head already. But the Gemara asks, if it's not guarded over there, you should be allowed to bring it to your house. Anyways, if you're saying that the reason he can bring it is because it's not guarded, why is it only the case in where it has its fell on his head already? Abaya gives a scenario that he was on his head, he was already dressed in them from the daytime. Even if it's laying on the ground, even after they already became Shabbos, the day has become holy through Shabbos, he finds them laying on the ground. The Chachomim allowed him to go ahead and put it on and to go and hide them. So you don't have to be only dressed. Why does it say that dressed? Because we learned in a Mishnah, it says, Hamoitze, God as long as Hamoitze. Hamoitze, he found. Hamoitze tefillin. One who finds tefillin. Where? B'Shabbos b'Soda. And Shabbos in the field. He finds tefillin over there. Machnisom. He can bring him in. Leir to the city. Zug, pir by pir. He puts on one pir of tefillin. Brings him into the city. Zug. Zog Rashi. Noisim b'Roshe Echod. B'Echod. Bizraye puts one tefillin on his head and one on his hand. Kederech hanachosim b'chol as he puts them on in the weekday, one on the head and one on the hand. Machnisim and he brings them in. Chozer v'heilach goes back and forth. He goes again. V'loivir zuchachar he puts on another pair. He found several pairs of tefillin. Machnisim tefillin shel roish. Oh, machnis. Rashi says tefillin shel roish v'shel zroya kori zug. The head and the hand is called a pair. It's a zug, couple. That's the hand and the head. So, couple by couple, you bring them in. Zug. So, if you're telling me that it's not guarded, so it's no different than finding in the field, so why are we talking about you already dressed in them? I think what it says, Loikashi, it's not a question. Oh! The difference is how well they're guarded. The reason why Abaya only allows if you're wearing them already is because they are somewhat protected. The dogs aren't going to get to it. Maybe Ganovim. So he only allows you if you're already wearing them. The case of the Mishnah is talking about it's not protected at all. You found it in the field and the dogs aren't going to get to it. Over here, it's not guarded, meaning Ganovim can come into the house, but the dogs are not there. Lekashi. The Gemara says like this. Oh, dimentare machmas ganvi umachavas kalbi. So, if it's guarded fully, Abai wouldn't let you bring it in if you're not, if you weren't dressed up with the tefillin already, and you the tefillin is in a place where it's guarded from the thieves and from the dogs. They won't allow you to go ahead and put on these tefillin. Because they're fully protected. Leave them where they are. But when Abaye says that if you're wearing them, you can go ahead and bring them in, but you're not allowed to put them on if you're not wearing them. Hodem mentare machmas kalbi. They're guarded from dogs. But v'loy mentare machmas gambi, but they're not guarded from ganovim. So therefore they're not full. V'loy mitara machmas Gandhi. V'ashmin and Abaye. So Abaye is teaching us. The hoyil v'loy mitara machmas Gandhi. Since they're not being guarded because of Ganovi. So, ma'achar she'em b'roshay. Since they're already on your head. Yalichim ad beisa, you can take it to your home. But if you find it in a place, but their dogs aren't going to get to it, don't move them to their place. You don't have an allowance to move them from your place. Why? Does Abaye allow you to bring it, to keep on wearing them? Because one can think that the tefillin, nothing's going to happen to the tefillin from Ganovim. Ma'u the tema, you might think, most of the robbers are Jews. And they're not going to make degrading the tefillin. They have respect for the tefillin. So maybe Abaye wouldn't allow you, even though you're wearing them already. But since in that place it's protected, the only one who can come, Ganovim. But the Ganovim aren't going to treat it disrespectfully. Kamash Malon, he says, no, that's what Abaye teaches you. If they are on your body, you can go ahead and bring them in. Hadron aloch beitza. This concludes the first perek of Maseches Beitza. Then comes the second perek, Sheni, Yom Tov Shechal Yizrim Shabbos. But I think, even though I said we'll start, let's leave this for the next time. We'll start the Mishnah, fresh, a new perek, and a new beginning. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll get back to you next week. Mitzvah Shem. Thanks for joining me today.